Hello, everyone. This is Burt Middleton, the Gout Killer. And it is 12 o'clock straight up noon here in Denver, Colorado. And it's October 9th, 2014. And welcome to the Let's Talk Gout call-in call that I do every Thursday at this time. I really appreciate you being here and taking the time out of your busy lives and busy schedules to listen in and actually be proactive about killing your gout. And as you saw, the topic of today is the one thing to do about gout. And so the reason I decided to talk about this one today is because so many people ask me, what do I do about gout? And they want to know one simple thing. And really what I end up saying so often is that there really is no one thing that causes gout, and there really is no one thing that's going to make it go away either. But if there was one thing, one place to start, one easy thing to do that is going to move you in the right direction to stay out of the gout zone and, you know, be free from that vicious, nasty pain of a gout attack, and not to mention all the loss of quality of life, you know, all the kids' soccer games that you're missing, all the good powder days that you're missing, all the work you're missing, all the money you're losing, all that kind of thing. I mean, that's the really bad part of the gout. The pain's bad enough, but, you know, how much life do you lose just because of gout is the real question. The one thing, if I can just get everybody to do this, is to stay properly hydrated. Water is the number one nutritional deficiency in the American population. It is the most common nutritional deficiency. It seems so easy and so crazy that here in our incredible country, where we have so many advantages over people in all over the rest of the world, is that we don't even have to leave our houses. We don't even have to go outside to get our water. We can just turn a little knob, put a glass under it, fill up a glass, and that water will actually, we can just drink that water just like it is. It's all so clean and taken care of for us. That's one of the greatest things about the country that we live in. So how can it be that we are so dehydrated? We are a population that is so dehydrated. Well, there are several reasons. One, and the biggest one, is we just take that really great privilege is the word I'm looking for, of having clean, safe water. We just take it so for granted. So I hope that that will change after you listen to this today. But there are several other reasons why we become so dehydrated. And we have all of these different choices that we make instead of water. And three of the biggest ones are coffee, sodas or soft drinks, and alcohol. We're all drinking a lot of coffee, a lot of sodas, sugary soda drinks, and alcohol. And all three of those type of drinks are diuretics. They make us pee a lot. And they cause us to be dehydrated. And so on top of not drinking enough water in the first place, then we drink all of the things that make us even more dehydrated after that. So just to leave you with a little bit of something to do, and then we'll open up the call for questions, then what I want to leave everybody with is, what can we do to not be so dehydrated? Well, the first thing that we can do is drink half our body weight in ounces of water per day. That is the rule of thumb. You know, the best example is if you weigh 200 pounds, theoretically you're going to need to drink 100 ounces of water per day. And just as a reference, 128 ounces of water is 1 gallon. So 96 ounces is 3/4 of a gallon, 3 quarts. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're going to need to drink about 3 quarts of water every day. But here's the other thing. If you drink, say, 12 ounces of coffee, or you drink 12 ounces of soda, or you drink a 12-ounce beer, then to make up for that, for each ounce that you drink of one of those diuretic beverages, you need to drink 1.5 ounces of water to make up for it. So the example being 12 ounces, if you drink 12 ounces of coffee, you need to drink 18 ounces of water to make up for it on top of the half your body weight in ounces of water per day. So I hope that that's helpful. And what I want to leave you with in terms of drinking water is that we should be really thankful for the municipal water that we have. And it would be better to drink tap water over bottled water, because the plastic from the bottles is leaching into the water and just adding more toxicity. But there's a lot going on with our municipal water as well that is probably not contributing to our health, and that's why I promote my UltraStream water ionizers, because they do such a great job of filtration in the first place. Then the ionizing of the water makes it even more valuable in our bodies. But just getting in the habit of drinking water, any water, is the most important thing that you can do to move yourself in the direction of not getting gout anymore. So this is the second Let's Talk Gout Thursday at noon call, and it's a little bit lonely because I am the only one here again today. So I'm going to do a much bigger job of promoting this next week. If you're listening to this as a recording, I want you to know that I'm doing this every Thursday. I'm doing a Google Hangout every other Thursday at 2 p.m. at Mountain Standard Time, which today is one of those weeks. So at 2 p.m., there will be a Google Hangout. You can find out the details. You can watch it on my website, thegoutkiller.com. There is a tab at the top that is called Gout Killer TV, where I post all of the details of all of the events that I'm doing, which will include the very first this month, the fourth Thursday of this month, and that I am going to be doing a live little get-together that for right now I'm calling a discussion group, but I'm going to call it Gout Myths Exposed. And so if you want to join me, if you're living here in the Front Range area, I'm going to be doing it at the South Glen Whole Foods upstairs at 6:30. We'll just get a table up there. I'm going to do it there because there are a lot of supplements and a lot of foods that get sold at Whole Foods that would be very good for gout, and we can talk about all of those there. But the first myth that I want to talk about in that discussion group is going to be, is gout genetic? So if you're listening to this and you want to show up, I'm going to be doing it the fourth Thursday of each month, and the fourth Thursday is going to be October 23rd, 6:30 to 7:30 at the South Glen Whole Foods upstairs. Please join me, and I will be putting out emails and doing a lot more promotion to make sure that everybody who wants to take advantage of that can take advantage of that. So, again, since there was no one on the call today, I definitely want to change that. There's no Q&A, but do tune in for the Google Hangout later this afternoon. And also, it will be going on that October 23rd as well. And join me at the Whole Foods in South Glen, right there at the corner of Arapahoe and University, on the 23rd at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and the Google Hangout this afternoon, and on the 23rd will be at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So look forward to talking to you soon, and thank you for being the gout killer that you are. See you next time.